So that was a bit of a scare right there, my friends. I hope everyone is having a good evening. It's your boy Ray in the NYC. The internet, bro. The internet went out. The internet literally went out. I know you guys are gonna make fun of me. Ray's probably taking a shit or something. I did that on time. Even with the crazy shit I went through coming home today on the train, I was actually on time tonight. I go check the Wi-Fi. I check the Wi-Fi. I check the Wi-Fi, bro. It's not working. Your boy's Wi-Fi cable internet was not working, man. And I finally got it up and running right now. It seems people are ramping up. I think tonight is going to be crazy. What's up, Zach, Mark H, Andrew Hobart, OK, OHKL. I fucked up his name. Ohio Knife Lover. Seems logical. Nick EDCer. What's up, everybody? We are chilling right now. Carla has got the link. She's going to be in here pretty soon. I think tonight's going to be pretty crazy, you know? Carla's definitely going to bring in them numbers. Yo, me with knives, Mark. What's up? What's up, guys? Oh, Monster Racing, what's good? NAF Sergeant, what's good? Everybody coming in right now. Coming in hot right now. People that are coming in are probably like, yo, where's Carla at? Tri-State EDC, what's up, bro? She's gonna come. She's gonna come soon. I just sent her the link right now. Let me check my Instagram actually. See what's up. Oh, good to know. Yeah. Okay. She says okay on it. That's what she just said right now. So she should be hopping in soon. Let's see. But yeah, dude, it was crazy. I was so fucking nervous, yo, because the internet just went out. There she is, right there. Oh, snap. What's up, Carla? How's it going?
Hi Ray, how are you?
Is this your first time being on a StreamYard podcast?
Yes. First time being live with somebody else, I guess, in this type of
Yeah.
situation. This is cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Look, check it out. I'll just show you how it works. You could put your own comment here. Just finished filming my Final Five video. Insanely hard, a near impossible task to only pick
That's
five for
awesome.
knife. That is insanely hard. But yeah, that this it was crazy tonight. As you know, I DM'd you on Instagram. Wi-Fi went out completely. No internet. I am scrambling. I'm using every Asian technical know-how that I have. I am like, I went to IT school just for this, trying to get everything, and it finally started working. You know what I mean? I had to
Good.
restart it two times, yo, and it was crazy. How's the audio coming through? Is it good?
It's excellent.
All right, amazing. A bit of a higher end setup than the last time we had with Zoom. And I got my first bill from StreamYard today. It was $50 a month. Ouch.
What?
That is what this costs.
Oh my word. Well, it looks amazing.
Thank you. You know what? Let's probably start the show, right? We are already recording right now, but
Why not?
what is good, YouTubes? This is your boy in the NYC. It's me, Ray, and this is the EDCC, that is the Everyday City Carry. Tonight, we have a very special guest. My homegirl, Carla Littlefit Devil, is on the show tonight. We're going to play Are You Garbage? We're going to watch clips. Everybody, give her a warm welcome.
Thank you, everybody.
Cheers to you.
Cheers. I should have had a little something a little more
You got
interesting. I'm
what
always
is
with
it like?
the
Yo, seltzer is like, I was talking about this with probably the most jacked knife reviewer I've ever met. The Pocket Perspective, this dude is like militant with like working out, and he's all buttoned up, like he wears like long sleeve shirts. But you could tell a dude is like,
Of
you
course,
know.
you can.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, man, I just literally just eat 3,000 calories a day worth of grilled chicken and like white rice and stuff. Like nothing crazy. I don't eat red meat. I don't eat cheeseburgers or anything. I'm like, damn, I am never gonna get there. But yeah, hard seltzer was one of the cheat codes because it's like guilt-free pretty much.
Yeah, I love them. I mean, I've been introduced to them by my guy Michael, and this is
Yeah.
all the water he used to drink and that he drinks. And I used to be the person carrying, you know, that big jug of water everywhere.
Yeah.
And now I just can't even drink water. If I don't have these seltzers in stock, I am screwed. Because this is, it's kind of a really nice change to just water.
Yeah.
And I feel like I drink a lot more. And I did research this, you guys. It does exactly the same hydration as water. So
wow.
If you're bored of water, give it a shot.
Seltzer. Yeah. And they have a lot of like little cool things going on. I've tried some really good seltzer water that even had flavoring in it, but it was like very low cal though. It was like 16 calories or something. I'm like, what the hell? So, you know, very guilt free. Oh, Big Red, what's up, bro? What's up, everybody in the chat? Have you watched this show before?
I have, yes. Since the invitation, I decided to check out a few of the latest ones. I did watch, actually live, a little bit of the Slicey Dicey one.
Okay, so the Slicey Dicey one, and you watched the Lefty EDC and DTOM one. I saw you left the comment.
Yes, that's right.
So you're okay with these clips, right?
I'm okay with the clips, yeah.
Okay, because these clips get pretty, like, I have a few segments that I took from Your Mom's House podcast, one of my favorite podcasts on YouTube. Go check them out. They're so funny. But they have segments like horrible or hilarious where we're going to decide if it's funny or if, like, you know, it's horrible. It'll be like usually a person like skateboarding and like falling down or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. Like funky accidents like that, like a tire, like falling on somebody while they're playing around, like stuff like that. And of course, you know, we have the whole TikTok segment where we watch the darker side of TikTok. I know you're on TikTok, right?
Yeah, but I told you about this, that I'm not a huge friend of TikTok today. So there's zero content there, maybe one video that I have left. So
they took it down?
No, I took down my own content.
Why?
In anticipation, you know? So I took down everything. I left one fitness video and I told myself I would upload fitness stuff on TikTok.
And you should.
I uploaded one video and that was
Because, like, I think that if you did, like, the fitness thing, fitness TikTok is massive, yo. Like, I'm on there every day because, of course, like, I post my own videos there, but I also get sucked into my own feed and I keep scrolling through it. And the Chinese people have my brain, pretty much. That's basically what it is. But, it's a really good platform to grow quickly. You know, I see a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I remember I met this girl who I almost had her on the podcast, but she became like too big, too fast. She would comment on my knife videos, like when I did giveaways and stuff. When I linked up with her, she's 4,000 subs. She has like millions of subscribers now. That's like the middle of last year or something.
Yeah.
She does magic tricks, like really cool card tricks. Dude, she was on the show with Ryan Reynolds, like...
What?
Just from TikTok. Yeah, she blew up on TikTok. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I always tell people, you know, don't knock it till you try it.
You're in the wrong platform. I mean,
you have any knives on you today? You have any knives around?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I do. What did you carry today? Let's start with that. Keep the knife people in check.
Wait a minute here. I'm kind of a pile. Today I carry my Mako. You guys know. I mean, if you guys have been watching. Yeah. If you guys have been watching my channel, you guys know I love this knife. This is my favorite by far. Karambit folder with the serrations. So sold out, I guess, everywhere now. But I was lucky to be one of the first owners of the partially serrated, the combo.
Wow.
I really love. And then I decided to show you guys kind of like the brother. This is the Blackbird. So
wow.
Like, small differences, really. This has, when it's folded, you can see, right?
Yeah.
Higher. More belly, more blade. On this one, you can't see. That's why this was my favorite forever. And then they came with this one. And I mean, it was just that small feature that made it so much better.
I follow Bassanelli and then like every time. So my, I know I'm a knife guy because my Instagram is like literally just all knives and EDC gear. But then every now and then I'll see like a really hot girl with a knife and it's not you. It'll be like Bassanelli knives with like some model. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. Like every now and then that'll pop up and I'm like, oh, okay, it's Bassanelli.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. He does work with a tactical style photographer that takes some great pictures with some women that are sick. Yes.
Yeah,
I'm a frequent collaborator, but there's a lot of other girls doing great photos for him. Yes.
I'm sure that people in here, because I'm seeing all familiar faces, have watched the podcast that we did together, which is awesome. Thank you guys for doing that. Of course, subscribe to Little Fit Devil if you, I'm sure yes. you already are. I mean, you hit 30K recently, right?
Yeah, I'm almost at 31, actually. I'm like 50 away. 50 away. Oh. I'm so happy about it.
Oh, man, that's insane. That's absolutely amazing growth. And it's, do you think it's mostly from Instagram?
I think so. I think it's part Instagram, part collaborating with a huge channel called Girls with Guns. I think I mentioned this to you before. So I am part of this group. They are almost at 1 million subscribers. So any little mention there, feature, my videos are actually in the channel. So anything out there really like helps my channel grow pretty quickly. And believe it or not, my short videos have been getting a lot of traction. I've been testing those lately. And they, you know, I feel like I do the knife reviews for my frequent viewers, my subscribers. And then the YouTube shorts are more for the newer audience. Just to kind of bring people in into the knife world with a fun perspective. And the creative concealed carry ideas, you know, they do great because it's kind of something that I think a lot of women think about, but they don't really know how to do well. So those really helped a lot with the growth. And, you know, I have a big customer follower base on Instagram. So that really helped me, you know, switch people from one place to the other as well. So a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that kind of growth is awesome. The whole concealed carry thing is definitely like a lane that I think is missing from like YouTube. There are a lot of ladies that carry. I think they're not as vocal, but when I check your comments, like there's a lot of girls in there that are vocal there. So, you know, definitely glad to have you in the community. I carried this today, by the way. I didn't get to mention that. This is the Hinderer XM18 Spearpoint. Yeah. Custom hardware on just really, really cool CPM 20 CV blade. Not mine, can't afford it, but somebody sent it in for me to check out. I'm going to review it this week.
How much does that cost? I love the hardware on that.
I think it is $425 for the base model. I know. It's like, man, I better make more YouTube videos or something, man. It's crazy, you know? But yeah, it's like all of my money basically goes to doing, like upgrading this, like StreamYard. Like, I got a new camera. I use a real camera now for the first time. And it's been really good. Are you going to be okay playing the game Are You Garbage?
Absolutely. It's funny because I saw you mentioning it on the you know, preview of our live feed, and I'm like, what is this?
I know. You're like, what?
I'm sure I am, but I want to play it.
Are you garbage? It was so funny. Yeah, but you know, I set aside a bunch of clips. I actually did edit like a new episode or that I haven't shown here previously. So a lot of these clips are from Your Mom's House podcast. They have curated these clips for me, basically. And I have a lot of cool ones and some, you know, maybe ones that are going to confuse you. So let's get started with this guy right here.
Look at this video.
Oh, boy.
This dude has no arms. And he's fucking chopping wood.
Dude, how?
That is amazing, right?
Yes!
How amazing. So impressive. Amazing. Oh my gosh.
I can't even do that.
He's tucking the axe under his neck and chopping logs of wood.
And I think it's hard to hold a cell phone next to my ear for like 1 to 2 minutes.
I know.
And then this guy is just clowning away.
Or playing the violin.
Yeah. I saw this.
Crazy right here.
And I was just like, I can't believe I ever complain about things.
No. That's amazing.
Where I'm like, that's hard.
Yo.
That's insane.
It's resilience.
It is.
I love this.
Human beings.
I mean, how, like, his neck calluses have to be so thick at this point.
That's impressive. Amazing, right?
That is something else.
The reason why I showed that is I showed this other girl. I don't know if you saw it on the Slicey Dicey. The Slicey Dicey podcast where I showed this other girl that was doing some very interesting things with her feet as well. Damn, can I find it right now? This is so hard. I need a producer to do this. Honestly, when I could afford one, I will totally do that. Let's do some horrible or hilarious though. Let's start with that,
okay,
right? Okay.
Shit. Yeah.
And you were like, oh, what's going on? And the clock is on a crane. Look at that.
I'm going to update you, though. I'm going to update you. Up, okay. No one got hurt in that video, okay? It looks like a guy got his head smashed.
Are those people?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was laughing. I didn't even see that.
No, no one got hurt though. So I'm going to go with funny on that one.
I'm going to go with funny because I was laughing, but I now notice there's people. So I'm kind of, you know, like saying it's horrible.
There are people in that one. Let's see. I'm going to go with, how about this guy? He thinks he's cool, you know?
This one.
Oh boy.
He's a cool guy. He's doing some cool tricks, you know, right?
I don't like where it's going. I didn't laugh.
Do you do that? What is that, water skiing or something?
I have. I've done it. I've done it in the past. I wasn't good at it, but I never really, like, you know, wanted to take off with a lot of speed because I knew what was going to happen.
I know you're in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Do you, like, go to the beach a lot and...
Yeah, I live across the street from the beach, and I have a bay downstairs, so I'm always, you know, around the water. Yeah,
so jealous right now. It's here in New York City. It was almost 80 degrees last week, and then today it's like 47 degrees. Like,
oh my gosh, it's been 90 for the last couple of days here.
Everyone's jealous right now. I did a podcast with my friend out in Hawaii. And he was like, I'm like, how's Hawaii, man? He's like, oh, yeah, it's really good. And he, like, turns the laptop around, and it's just like he's on the beach. Like, that's where he lives. Like,
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. So what's, like, the craziest water sport you've ever done?
Probably that one, actually. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've done much. I do have a paddleboard. I don't think that's crazy at all.
It's like the small surfboard, right?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, it's not really for waves. It's more just for you to kind of chill in the water, you know, and explore. I have used it in Montana. And I think that's crazier than, you know, using it in Florida because you have only like a 1 month window to use it. So we would go to like man-made lakes and use it there. So that was kind of interesting. But yeah, you know, I'm not very adventurous in that regard, although I did skydiving.
Oh shit, that is crazy.
That's nuts. I have some pictures that I see every now and then. I'm like, why did I do this?
How was that? What's up, Lavender Pants? What's up, buddy? Welcome to the show.
You know,
how was that, by the way?
Okay, let me actually tell you the truth of the story because I think it's kind of funny. So I did it probably on my first year in the US, and I still feel like there
first
was
day?
A little. First year in the US.
Like, yeah. Just went right in.
Yeah. And you know, although my English was, you know, great, there was a few things that I still didn't know and my vocabulary was slightly limited. So when someone said skydiving, in my mind, it read parasailing or something along those lines. And, you know, next thing I know, I'm like climbing on a plane, you know, like 10,000 feet up in the air. And I really didn't know what I signed up for up until, you know, like, you know, it started all sinking in. And oh my gosh, I remember, like, I almost cracked my pants. So, you know,
so no classes or anything? No intro classes?
No, you like went with someone. No, you jump with someone, right?
Oh,
you
it's
jump
a tandem. Like, yeah.
So still crazy, crazy things. I wouldn't. Honestly, if I would have known ahead of time, I probably would have done it. I feel like it was too late to kind of back out, but
yeah, I probably feel the same way. If like I was already there, I'm like,
you have to do it. You know what are you going to do? Later.
No, you know, a crazy skydiving story that I have. I didn't go skydiving, but I went clubbing and then I met this girl there and like, you know, we hooked up. I stayed in her place. And then the next day, she was like, you want to see something cool? And then she just puts on a video and it's her skydiving. And like, I didn't know how to react to it. I was like, yeah, that's cool, man.
Nice.
I'm like hungover and shit. I'm like, yeah, that's great. And that girl and I like ended up getting engaged and not really getting married. It was like a 4.5 year relationship. All right, let's do some more horrible or hilarious here. I hope you guys have been enjoying the show. It has been absolutely amazing for me. Ah, look, this is a Latin gentleman doing something very fun here.
Let's see.
Guys, these always go wrong.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
Swinging off the rope. Oh, you're going to go for number
one. Dangerous.
Oh, it's going to be the second one, right?
Yeah, bang.
And... oh, number
three.
That's it, buddy.
Oh, God.
Now there's one more. I can do it. Watch.
Bang.
Oh!
He fell on the chair.
Está bien, güey.
He's okay. Ah.
He looks like he broke himself in half.
I'm gonna go funny on that one. We both laughed on that.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? He just goes, ah.
I know, and you kind of like, I feel like this is a situation where you really laugh until you really kind of see what happened, and then you have to like go like, in, you know, panic mode to help the person.
If you didn't make any noise at the end, then I would have, you know, I would have deemed it like horrible. 8 out of 10, look at him.
Yeah, I mean, 8 out of 10.
So look at this, he's like, rest in peace.
Oh my god,
you guys are terrible. Oh man, all right, we're gonna do a couple of more of these. Let's see if I got an old one. I don't want to show you this one, this one's kind of fucked up. I showed this to Kelly, she was like, why did you show me this?
Let's see. Uh-oh. Oh goodness.
Oh damn,
okay,
that's I'm gonna terrible. Go horrible on that one, even though I laughed. That's oh, look at his bike.
What even happened?
A tire flew out from the other lane and like hit him in the head.
Tough.
Yeah. Low degree of difficulty. What do you mean?
It looks sort of like the Matrix.
I know. It just popped. Yeah. Carla, what do you mean? She's like, hey, it looks like the Matrix. Do you know the movie? Of course I do.
Hey, you know, like, we live in a weird world. Weird people, you know, like the Matrix is my most favorite movie. You know that scene; it's epic. You know, so it kind of looked like part of it was funny.
They're making a fourth one. Actually, they're making a.
They are, yeah.
Yeah. I hope that comes out soon. This is one that I really like, and it is in Spanish, from what I remember. Ooh, I think they're talking about soccer. It's on ESPN.
I could definitely get that.
One of the funniest things I've seen in a while.
What's that?
Cuando todo el mundo. Tranquilo. Me reventé. Bueno, vamos a hacer una pequeña pausa. Ya regresamos.
He said, we're going to take a little pause. And
what did he say?
He's saying, everybody's saying, Stay calm. Yeah. You can hear it. Tranquilo.
Yeah, tranquilo, yeah, I know that.
And then at the end, he said, well, we're going to take a little pause break. The guy is so chill. And everybody's probably, you know, like freaking out in the background.
Dude, he's so professional, man. He's so professional. That guy is just like, we'll be right back. All right, we'll do one more.
I know, but you could say, you know that someone got crushed there or something.
Yeah, that was definitely one that made me laugh. Probably not a good one to laugh at, but let me look at another one here. All right, let's do this one. This is an old one. Oldie but goodie here.
We're not in Cleveland. Oh, I don't know where this is. Test. Tibet.
Oh my God. Don't tell me. God.
And they're carrying.
No.
She said no.
A woman face planting into the car.
Well, the scream before when she knew this was going to happen is pretty great. They're carrying her on one of those like shoulder thrones, you know, and then the front's not up high enough, so she's like,
That hurt.
Feel kind of bad after they showed it the second time.
At least she fell on her.
Well, and she reacted later. Yeah. You know, you typically when you're falling, you kind of put your hands. This lady hit it with the side of her body. Tough. Yeah.
I mean, at least she didn't hit.
Yeah. You know, head, Monster head, Racing know. 38. She had bad form. I agree. Bad form.
No, I missed something earlier. It was so funny. Where is it? Oh man. Somebody said like Ghost Rider deleted scene with the tire.
Oh yeah.
So funny. What the heck? Oh man, I think now we are, what's the time right now? We got 25 minutes in almost. I think that it is about time. I think it is about time for everyone's favorite segment.
Okay.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash.
It's like a garage. So Are You Garbage is a podcast by Kevin James Ryan and H. Foley. They do this segment much better than me. I am just sharing the love of this podcast with the knife community so you can get to know your favorite content creators. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, how you grew up and stuff and go through some nostalgia, and people are going to learn more about you. You know, everyone will feel closer to you. That's always good things. So growing up, like, how was the home life like? Did you guys have a lot of cash? Were you, you know, kind of like, where were you guys at?
Well, you know, I grew up in South America in Buenos Aires, Argentina. So I would describe really my family as a struggling middle class. Like, you know, the families that are struggling to stay in middle class. Today, middle class in Argentina has disappeared. You know, back when I was younger, there was still a small amount of people part of this class. And my parents worked super, super hard. And I knew that I was able to get, you know, some things, but not a lot. You know, I went to a private school, but my parents worked really hard to get me there. Whereas my friends at school, they were all kind of like really wealthy. So you could tell, you know, I had to take the bus to go there. You know, sometimes I would take the train. And my friends would walk two blocks to get to the school. So
they're like right
because they were right there, you know, they were in like that kind of like classy neighborhood. So to me, it was sort of like to get there, right? My parents wanted me to kind of have that opportunity, you know, that they didn't have when they were younger. So it was great. It was always, you know, ingrained in my head, you know, take advantage of all the opportunities that you have, you know. So that's why, you know, like I really took advantage of that private school and learned, you know, both Spanish and English growing up really at the same time. So,
yeah, I grew up in a similar way, man. My dad, I remember this is when I went back after I went to America already. So long story short about like how I came here. I was in the Philippines. We were rich because my dad pulled his family out of poverty by being valedictorian. He became a bank president, got a lot of money. We were rich. We had a mansion and all that. At the time, the Philippines was in a dictatorship. The dictatorship was overthrown. All our money gets taken away. We go to America and I can no longer buy He-Man. You know what I mean? Like I was getting really upset, you know? Yeah. So but when I went back to the Philippines, my dad was working at a bank again. And he would do crazy stuff like, you know, villages were like in Manila, which is the capital, is like where the rich people live. Like Dasmariñas village is like a very... like, you know, rich people place. And I lived in San Miguel village, which is like kind of like middle class. And like, we were barely able to live there. Yeah. But it was like, he wanted me to have that experience. He sent me to like a nice, like private, like Catholic school where, you know, if I were to put it in American terms, like I'd be going to school with like Arnold Schwarzenegger's son or something. Like he'd my classmate. Right. Like there's a whole, you know, like different hierarchy of the people that go to school there. But, you know, basically people are sending their kids there just like you. So I totally understand that. Basic question. Do you think you are garbage?
I honestly don't. I feel like I'm a pretty, pretty honest, noble person. I try to do a lot for other people, you know, and although I've been very lucky and a lot of people have done a lot for me, I feel like I'm always the first one to return the favor.
Yeah.
So. I mean,
good moral compass, man.
That's honestly, that's my honest opinion, you know.
Yeah. You know, so here's the thing, like to clarify, are you garbage is not like a game to demean somebody. Like, for example, I am garbage. I love Fast and the Furious movies, and that is a garbage movie, but I've seen all of them. So, you know what I mean? So this is going to be a no right off the get. I already know this because, you know, I don't think Latin people do this, but growing up, did you have a glass of milk with dinner?
No.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. All the white people, most of the white people I've had on here said yes. Like they'd have milk with pork chops, spaghetti. And I don't know. It was a weird thing. Yeah. No, it's weird. And some people are like, yeah, man, you know, like I like it. Neve's Knives is like, yeah, we had red top and blue top. I'll drink a gallon right now. I'm like, Jared, what are you talking about, bro? So that's definitely so not. Okay. How about this? Have you ever had to open your car door at a drive-thru because your window didn't open?
Yes, but.
Okay, that's garbage.
Yeah, well, wait, you don't know the story. Okay. I used to live in Montana, you guys, for, you know, the last few years before I moved to Marco Island. And every time there was a huge snowstorm, my freaking windows will get... like just frozen shut. There was no way to open them. We're talking about minus 30 degree weather. We're not talking like my car is a piece of poop, you know, and, yeah. and it doesn't open. Literally, it's impossible. Yeah, that's honestly like the only time, because I started driving in the US, and I feel like ever since I got my first car, I did not buy like an older vehicle. I honestly always try to have newer models to avoid the issues. I wasn't a 16-year-old in the US.
Yeah.
With, you know, kind of like trying to, you know, use these cars and trying to make them work.
That is a classy answer, Carla. I gotta say, that is a classy one. I was gonna put a point into the garbage section.
You were going to. I
that's
know
one
you
point in the classy pile right there. It is by weather condition again. Like, you know, we're talking about the weather. Somebody said Weather Channel earlier in the chat. It's pretty funny. All right. Have you ever gone skinny dipping or streaking?
I've had to think about this one. No.
No. Wow. Classy, dude. The guy that I had on last week, which is the Pocket Perspective, has definitely gone. The Jack guy. He's like, yeah, I definitely did it when I was like younger, because I feel like guys, especially when you live near lakes or something like that, you know, you're a teenager, you're with a girl. If the group wants to do it, you're going to do it. You know
okay,
what I
let's
mean?
Clarify this question.
Okay.
Is skinny dipping only like an expression for public areas?
No, like if you went swimming without clothes on, that's basically what
like
it is.
in my pool, in my household.
I've definitely swam in my pool naked too, though, man. I don't know if that's
skinny... that's what I'm saying.
No, I guess that is skinny dipping though, right? It's a body of water.
Is it? Okay, then
the
yes.
Pool,
then garbage.
So it's not... Okay, garbage. Basura. All right, so we'll put a point in the garbage pile there. Have you ever cracked your phone screen and kept using it for a little while?
Yeah, max of like 5 days. Yeah.
That's classy.
I can't. I work on my phone so much, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. But believe me, I mean, if you want to give me, you know, if you want to knock me down again, I break my screens more than I should.
Like how often a year do you think you break?
Oh my God. Between my son and I, probably like 3 to 4 times a year. It's horrible.
Wow.
It's terrible. Wow. Like right now I have
a kid, though. It's different, you know?
Yeah. You know, I have to blame a couple on him for sure. You know, but there's a few that, you know, I drop my phone in like a piece of rock every time. There is no escaping the clumsiness, you know?
Are you a case and screen protector kind of gal, or do you just go?
Yes, I have a crappy case that looks really fun.
Yeah, yeah.
But
is it like a skeleton? Like a human skeleton?
Yeah, the vampire anatomy.
That's awesome, dude. What the dude? Right? That's so cool.
So I go for the fancy cases that don't protect the phone, but then I have the glass screen protector that it's already cracked.
No, it always lands the way it's not supposed to, because if it lands on the back or the side, like you're good, the screen will get cracked. But if it lands screen first on an object that's like sharp, like it's over.
I have cracked the back of my phone too.
Wow. I don't know what to do with that. I think I'm gonna put a point in the garbage pile just so we
can
have one in there.
I deserve it.
Have you ever smoked cigarettes?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever smoked a cigarette while ordering at a drive-thru?
No.
Okay. Okay. That's classy. I think you're going to be like, let me get a burger, Big Mac with a, you know.
Definitely all right. Not.
Have you ever been in a food eating contest?
No.
Okay. Classy.
I would lose it immediately.
This is a new one. Do you drink at all?
Yes.
Okay. Wine?
Yeah.
Okay. You order a bottle of wine, but don't finish it at the restaurant. Do you take the bottle home?
Okay. I have to explain this.
Okay.
So it's an Argentinian custom to actually take, you know, like wine home, which is interesting. But you could not take food home, which is backwards of here. Here you take your leftovers in a box home, but back. Home. Mm-hmm. It's the other way around. So I have taken bottles of wine home in Argentina, not in the US. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what I would do, man, because it depends on how expensive the bottle of wine is. You know what I mean? If I'm out wining and dining Kelly, right, for anniversary or something, and we don't finish the wine, I'm probably going to...
I mean, you need some time to finish a bottle, I feel like, you know, and sometimes you are not in the restaurant for that long, maybe.
You know, this is a good question to ask, and since you are into fitness and stuff, and you're a lady, do you know any, like, keto-friendly, like, alcoholic beverages, aside from, like, whiskey or hard liquor? Like, because Kelly is a wine drinker, and she is on keto right now. I have the funniest story. I vlogged about it today. We almost broke up over a piece of bread.
I saw a little bit of it. Yeah, I did.
I was like... We didn't almost break up, but we argued about it. Like, we were laying in bed, and I was like, yo, you really weren't going to let me eat that bread? It's like we're about to sleep, you know? So, but yeah, so do you know of anything that's, like, good, okay for her to drink? She's got to keep it under, she tries to keep it under 20 grams carbohydrates, sugars a day, so.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, nothing that tastes good. That's the truth, you know, because, and I'm not a whiskey drinker by any means, but, and I honestly don't enjoy a lot of alcoholic beverages. And the ones that I do are, unfortunately, like, a lot of calories, you know, like Fernet and Coke is one of my favorite ones. Also, you know, I kind of brought that from Argentina.
Yeah.
But that takes an entire can of Coke. If you want a second round, that's another can of Coke.
Yeah.
You know, plus the Fernet itself that has some calories.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm the kind of person that if you're going to drink something that tastes good, because if you're just gonna, you know, try to, like, you know, relax and have some fun, drink something that tastes good, regardless of the calories. So
she's trying to keep it super keto right now. Like,
maybe,
you know, it's the beginning, you know what I mean? It's her, she started, I think, like 2-3 weeks. She's dropped a ton of weight. You already know on keto, it's like you shred weight fast, dude.
It's insane.
Fast. Yeah. Everyone's like, you know, she's looking cuter. Like, when she would hop on a live, you just see the chat light up. Like, oh, it's like everyone is, like, fixing their clothes. Like, you know what I mean? It's crazy. Let's give you another question here. Do you brush your teeth in the shower?
I used to. I don't anymore. I need to bring it back. I actually did enjoy that quite a bit.
Okay, you're going to get a point in the trash pile, but why? I want to know why.
Why I like it?
Yeah, why did you do it? Was it a time saver or, like,
what? Absolutely. A time saver, you know, but braces now. So now whatever time I saved in years past is coming back to me. So now my whole teeth brushing routine takes like 20 minutes. So no longer brushing teeth in there.
I would always wonder, because I used to do it too, right? And because to try to save time. But now that I think about it, you can't really do anything else when you're brushing your teeth in the shower,
right?
Because you have to, like, brush. You can't, like, shampoo your hair while you're, you know what I mean? It's not gonna work out. You gotta finish, put it away, and then keep going. So
it's just that you have the water available, I guess. So it makes it sort of like, well, I'm already here. Everything's wet. Let's just do it. I don't need to dry my mouth. I don't know. But honestly, there is no real time saving, I guess.
I just literally, like, with the shower, I just open my mouth like,
right?
It's
a way of water flossing.
Oh, man, we're both trash in that department. Have you ever been asked to leave a restaurant?
No.
Okay, me neither.
Have you?
Okay. No. There are other restaurant style questions in here. That is a new one, and I'm waiting for the day that someone says yes to that. Have you ever used a bowl to drink out of because you didn't have any clean glasses?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, very likely. I don't quite remember. I definitely.
In a pinch, you know?
Definitely. Yeah. I have no shame, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I used to be like very, I don't like to get my hands dirty, you know, growing up, you know, and going to the beach. I don't like the sand on me and things like that. And then I joined the army and everything changed.
I've been asked to leave several restaurants. That's right. Slicey, welcome to the chat.
Buddy. Hi, Slicey.
That's so funny. Okay. Have you ever had a hickey at an inappropriate time? Like, you had one on you at a family gathering and you had to hide it?
No.
Damn, classy, man. I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna just go on and say I think you're gonna be classy in this one, because you've just been knocking these out of the park. There are a couple of garbage things, but I, you know, we're both like kind of, you know, I'm kind of like Aspasian. This is like third world kind of Spanish stuff, I think, going on.
Right.
Yeah. Do you drink the coffee in a hotel room? Like, do you use the coffee maker?
Definitely.
Me too. But I've heard that you shouldn't because, like, people fuck with it. Like, they'll pee in it and stuff. Like, I just learned that today. I was like, oh, no. I love coffee. So that's the first thing I do.
The last time I have had coffee from a hotel, it, you know, has passed.
Okay. It's like, I'm not
going to do that anymore.
It's being boiled away. So gross. Okay. Do you have any tattoos?
Yes.
Do you have any tattoos with an ex's name on them?
No.
Okay. I do. So I'm garbage.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I do. Okay. Do you have any, do you own any jewelry that contains turquoise in it?
Yes.
That's trash.
Garbage.
That's trash, man. That's rich. You know? Like, how many? Like, a lot?
Can I go find it?
Yeah, if you want. I mean, what do you think? Like, what are we talking here? Ballpark figure, like 10 pieces?
We're talking like,
do you have a lot of jewelry?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
So we're gonna pieces. No.
It's custom jewelry, you know, it's nothing, honestly, like it's worth $10. You know, my whole closet. But it's, yeah, it's actually like, you know, it's a whole kind of like choker of turquoise plus turquoise plus turquoise plus turquoise and kind of like a, you know.
I'm imagining it right. Like, I'm sure I've seen this necklace before.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure there's a picture on Instagram somewhere with this.
Which is like Forever 21 type stuff?
No, I think someone made it for me, like a friend
or
something.
That's cool. Hey, man, that's, you know, that's pretty cool. That's wholesome right there.
Yeah.
Okay, I know I'm going to get you with this one. Did your mom use Cool Whip containers or other containers as storage for something else?
Of course.
Give me the sewing kit story. I know every...
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's hilarious.
My mom has that sewing kit in the cookie, blue cookie tin today. She has it in there.
Oh, my God. My mom would come to the U.S. and see the cookies at my house and take the container for another sewing kit.
No, you know what's crazy is I asked Carlos EDC, who came from Mexico, right? His family came from Mexico. And he was like, nah, my mom didn't do that. I was like, what?
What?
No,
oh my gosh.
Yeah,
and inside the cookie container, you get the Altoid container, you know, with,
with
other for, like,
stuff.
The smaller pins. Yeah, absolutely.
That's exactly what happened. All right, we'll give you a point in the garbage pile for that. Let's see. This is going to be a no on this, but I'm going to ask it anyway because it's funny. Has anyone in your family gone to watch or has ever been involved in a monster truck show?
No.
Yep, I knew that already. Classy. All right. What was the spot to hang out at as a kid? Like growing up in America. Let's try that first. You know what? Let's try Argentina. How long were you in Argentina for?
I was 19 when I moved to the U.S.
Okay.
So my high school years are from Argentina.
Where'd you guys hang out at in Argentina? Like, what was the spot to meet up at? Like, you knew if you went there, your friends would be there later.
At the corner of my high school.
Okay, that's pretty common.
Yeah, so we would like walk, you know, like to the corner street there. Mm-hmm. There was like a little drugstore and it would be just this hangout area. Yeah. So,
like a 7-Eleven type thing.
Yeah, but across the street sort of. But, you know, imagine a 7-Eleven that's actually like out of someone's window.
Yeah.
You know, it's a house with a window and that window turns into a
drugstore. I know those. It's like someone's house. A lot of my like family members have that. Like it'll be their house and they'll just be selling all these like weird like pack like peanuts or like some like yeah.
Exactly and,
like,
that.
And like instant coffee in like little metallic bags, right?
Yeah, and you would look, you know, through the window and there's this like massive store in there, but you couldn't go in, you know, like you had to like point, you know, no, down there, that one.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's what we would used to do.
Wow, that's third world, but in America.
I guess they would look down on that.
I mean, you know, that you just bought stuff there. Hey, let me ask you this. You know, like in Argentina, did they have like bars of soap that were not for washing your hands? It was like for laundry. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, dude, and people like go like this, right?
They were gigantic. Yeah, they're like big, either blue or red. Not red, white. Blue or white, and my mom would use them actually for some specific clothes.
Yeah. And if you wash your hands with them, it's like your hands are so dry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, see? Oh, snap. Okay. Have you ever gone to a restaurant and pretended it was your birthday to get a free cake or dessert?
I kind of feel like I did this.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I did this. Yeah, I definitely did this because I remembered. And I did it in the U.S.
You're starting to become a little bit 50-50 here now. I think you're like 30% garbage, 50% classy right now. You started to like...
Go downhill. Right.
Growing up, you were in... You came to America when you were 19, so this might not be a valid question. Let's try this one instead. Have you ever been part of a studio audience, like on television?
No. Classic. I always wanted to, though.
I don't know. Maybe it would have been cool to be on like Jerry Springer or something. Be like really ratchet. Like, yeah, Jerry.
I wanted to go to The Price is Right. Oh, snap. Hey, it's like one walking of those things.
The thing,
you're like, oh, yeah. When I first got to the U.S. and I saw that show, I'm like, why am I not there? That's awesome.
That was a big thing in my house. My mom watches. She would put on Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune like every single night. Yeah. Even today, like, I don't know what they're doing with Jeopardy now because Alex Trebek, rest in peace, RIP. Whoa. No.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what they're doing now, but that would be on like every time we're having dinner. Did you watch TV when you were having dinner with your family?
Not in Argentina. No.
Yeah.
No, definitely not, actually.
In America, I came to US when I was 7, and that was big. We would just watch it, like, you know.
Yeah, my mom, it's like, yeah, like a thing. Yeah, no, I did not have that fortune. Yeah, I had to talk to my family.
How about with your son now?
No, you know, because honestly, to get him to eat is sort of a, you know, a huge craziness. So he actually does watch some stuff. Sometimes he doesn't, but for the most part, he does.
Okay, like on a tablet or something like that. Kids have tablets, you know, now. Crazy.
He likes watching people play Minecraft. So he's on, you know, he has a TV. Yeah.
That's big in the kid world right now. I remember like my nephew would show me stuff and I have no idea what it is, even though I play video games too. And I'm like, oh, that's cool, man. He's like, yeah, look, this is a thing that he did. And I'm like, all right. I never felt older, you know?
I know.
All right, let's do this. Let's do a couple of other ones here. Have you ever dressed too hip-hoppy or too rocky for a family event? Like a weird phase that you were in where you would wear like maybe disco stuff or, yeah, like what did you wear?
I kind of grew up kind of like very alternative. So really? I used to love, because I went to a private, you know, school. So I always had to wear a uniform, but outside of school.
Me too, in the Philippines, right? In the Philippines, I had to wear a uniform the whole time.
Yeah, you know, like the plaid skirt and the tie. Mm-hmm. I had to wear a tie too, you know, crazy.
Yeah.
So after school, I always loved to have, remember those tattoo looking chokers?
Oh, yeah. It was like, it was a big in the 90s, yo.
Yeah, so I wore that. I had bracelets, I remember, from here all the way up here. And the more you had, the cooler you were, you know?
It's like all the way up here.
Yeah, but like bracelets, not like actual made bracelets. It was like pieces of like thread. It was nothing. You just like add more and more. And it was, and I had that, you know, for a long time.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was very alternative for my age, you know, like the ripped jeans and kind of like the belts, you know, with the silver things poking out.
Wait, how old are you again?
I'm 33. I'll be 34 in a couple months.
So were you guys rocking like Green Day or like Nirvana or something back then? Is that what
On? You know, growing up, we would listen to all the, you know.
Yeah, the alternative stuff. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. I'm going to put that one in the trash pile. I used to wear wide legs and go to family gathering and people would think I'm really weird. So like the huge ones that are like the size of my body. You know what I mean? So yeah.
It was like you went to a costume party. That's cool.
Yeah. Oh man. I remember one time I was wearing wide legs and remember visors were big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had like big denim wide legs, like huge, like that big. You can't even see my shoes or anything. And then I had a fuzzy visor. It was like furry and it was pink, yo.
Yeah.
I went to family gathering like that. That's garbage.
That's out there.
That's absolute trash. Okay, let's do this. man. All right. If you go, out to eat and you don't finish it, are you taking the leftovers home?
Always.
Okay. I think that's a pretty like minority immigrating to America kind of thing. Like we're just built that way. Like we don't waste food, because if you come from a third world country, dude, like I tell people, like I have family members that have like dirt floors right now, like today. So, you know, with food, you just got to eat everything. I'm with you on that. Although that is the garbage answer. I don't care.
I don't care either. And hey, I'm always hungry, and I'm not, you know, usually really hungry when I go eat. So I eat what I want. And then I finish it. It's not that I just like put it in the fridge for it to rot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is I eat it immediately, you know, when I come back home. So,
that is the garbage thing. It's like you take it home, but you leave it in the fridge and it stays there for like 2 weeks.
Right.
That is the garbage thing. All right. Have you ever been to New York City?
Yes, actually.
Okay. Do you like bagels?
I do.
Okay. When you go to a bagel shop in New York City, and it is a place that makes the bagels themselves, like fresh, okay? Mm-hmm. Do you get it toasted or just the way it is?
Toasted.
Oh, that's trashy, man. As a New Yorker, that absolutely breaks my heart. Because it like look, if it's like packaged or frozen, or a place gets it from somewhere else and they reheat it, I get it. You gotta toast that. But if like it's an actual bagel place and they make it there themselves and you're getting it hot, like from the oven, like it's still warm, like I don't believe it should be toasted.
That fine.
Just fine. What do you get on it usually?
You know, I either get like a bagel sandwich, you know, like a breakfast style, or just cream cheese. That's Is there another answer to this?
I like cream cheese on mine. A lot of New Yorkers like lox and stuff. I'm not that into
much.
Yeah, I'm not a big fish guy. So unless it's like shellfish or something, or like octopus or squid or something like that. I'm just not big into fish, so I don't do that. But yeah, bagel. Good answer. Bad answer for the toast though. So I'm going to give you a point in garbage.
Sorry.
Has anyone in your family ever appeared on the local news? Now, this doesn't have to be for a bad thing. It could be like they interviewed him because he was in the neighborhood or something and something happened.
I'm trying to think. Yes. Yes. It's not a bad thing, though. Thank goodness. You know, I had to think because it. I remember my dad, actually, because so he used to work for the Argentinian airplane company, you know, like which doesn't exist anymore, but there used to be like, you know, sort of like Boeing or whatever, and he used to manage the private jets that famous people would show up in. So he would actually, you know, do most of the service for like Shakira and like Luis Miguel and all this famous people. So he appeared on one of those, you know, where Shakira's there, you know, and he's kind of like in the back.
That's cool though. I was thinking maybe something like, you know, there was like a streaker in the neighborhood and Channel 9 News was just like, did you see him? And the guy's like, you know, that's the garbage thing. What you said is like actually pretty cool. If you're bringing a bottle of wine to someone's house, how much are you spending?
Probably.
Gotta be honest here.
No, I am. I'm definitely going to be honest for this. But probably I want to say like 15 to 25.
That's a good answer. I was going to say 15 is the number one answer right there. 15 to 25 is pretty good.
Maybe depends whose house I'm going to.
Yeah, because like sometimes they don't even drink it, right? And they like re-gift it. But if it's like a wine connoisseur type person, maybe I'll spend a little more. Because if they come to my place, they'll probably do the same thing. Classy answer. I like that. Thanks. Dude, you're so far classy right here. If you have bread... After you take the bread out of the package, do you twist tie it back up? Do you tie it in a knot or do you fold it and slide it underneath like a psychopath?
Garbage.
You do the slide underneath one? No, what do you do? Tell me.
I honestly don't care much to like, you know, twist it back up, put the thing. I honestly like I do the twist like this. You know, like when you like.
Yeah. I like the sound effect. Like that.
Yeah. So then the thing kind of like twists on its own and then shove it in the freezer.
In the freezer?
Or the refrigerator. Well, I do the Ezekiel bread now. And that if you...
It's a healthier bread, right?
It's super healthy. It's made with sprouts. But the problem with that is if you leave it in the fridge, it rots like so quickly. I learned that the hard way. So
put it in the freezer?
Now, now always in the freezer, take the slice and put it in the toaster or whatever.
Wow. I got to try that. It's Eagle Bread. Yeah. All right. If I go to your house and I ask for water, what are you giving me? Bottled, Brita, filtered, or tap? It's Florida Brita now.
Filtered. Brita filtered.
Okay, good. I thought you were going to say tap.
I couldn't. In Montana, you would get tap water.
New York City tap water is pretty good, you know, from what I've heard. Not in my apartment, though. I live in the Bronx, and it comes out, like, weird. But most places, it comes out pretty good. You can have tap. But that's an acceptable answer. I give that middle of the road there. I don't give you a point in either thing. I asked you that already. What was your childhood grocery store like? Like, what was it called? Do you know? Or was it one of the barred window ones?
No, wait, you know what? We used to go all the time to the Chinese stores.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like...
You know, like the Chinese markets?
Yeah. They're really good. And they do have a lot of, like, foreign spices and things like that, so...
Yep. So we did that or something called Koto.
Koto. What's that?
It's a like Walmart.
Okay. Oh, then, right.
Like a big one. Koto Disco was another one. Yeah. Carrefour.
Koto. We have SM in the Philippines. It's a big chain. That's like Walmart. SM is like Walmart in the Philippines.
So Walmart didn't come to Argentina. Oh my gosh. I feel like it was almost at the time that I came to the US. You know, we're so behind in those things. But Walmart eventually came to Argentina.
I don't know if there's a Walmart in the Philippines. I got to be honest. They were like, fuck that place. We're not going. No, we have SM is like so huge. All the malls are like SM something. Right, you know what I mean? Right. Yeah, they're all owned. So they're massive. It's like if Walmart owned malls. It's crazy.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to go to SM in Glorieta. And it's like, that's what the mall is in Glorieta. That's what it's called. So, all right. That's pretty cool. The worst answer that I've heard so far is Kelly's answer. Her childhood grocery store was Food Lion. Anything with an animal and
Food Lion? Grocery store,
absolutely terrible. And I told this to another person on the pod, and he was like, that's a garbage place. All right. I'm going to ask you a couple more questions here. And I gotta say, you're coming out classy here for me. Have you ever flashed or mooned anyone? Not like, you know, sexually, like, you know what flashing and mooning someone is. It's like randomly. I ask this to everybody. Don't be offended. I ask this to everyone. I ask this to Slicey Dicey, okay? This is not a weird thing.
No, I'm not at all. I'm thinking because the answer is definitely, but I don't know if it counts if it's like your significant other, you know?
No, it does not count.
I don't know if you guys know, but Hampton Bays, he's actually contributing to some answers here. That's Michael. That's my guy. And
what's up, bro?
Yeah. So I flash him.
He said yes, capital letters. No, I mean, I do that all the time. Like I'll have like my pants down. It'll just like be like my really dark butt. And then I'll be like, hey, babe. And she turns around and she just sees my butt. Like, shit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, of course you do that to your significant other, right? That's just what happens.
Well, of course, you know. I mean, I'm sure every now and then it's like, whoa.
Does it to me where she'll just like have her boobs out. Like you know, like she's like, hey, can you help me with something? And I'll be like, oh, shit. Like, you know, it's funny. It's just a thing that close couples do. All right. How many pillows do you sleep with?
Oh my God. Look at the background.
How many is that? Like you got six or something?
There's 1, 2, 3, 6, 7 with the heart, but Ray, there's 3 in the washing machine.
Oh man. I you know, the maximum is usually I'm gonna go with 4 max, head pillow, body pillow. The rest is like you're not using it.
Well, you know, in my defense, you know, the two gray ones are gaming chairs, lounge-ish chairs. Right. The other two, though, unfortunately, they stay in the bed, which is crazy, you know. And I grab one every now and then, and like you know, the hard one is a new one actually. But
do you have any pets?
I do. Serge, where is he?
Dog.
He's a cat. He's a black cat.
See, we have two cats that are about 15 pounds each. I want to say 13 and change. They're pretty big. They're like massive. They sleep with us. So it's like you know, I can't have too many things on the bed because they're already there. They're like moving about. So, you know, that's why we don't have any. But man, seven is a tough go. And three in the washing machine, you have 10?
Yeah, because the washing machines are decorative pillows. You know, I have like this kind of like little animal looking things, you know, they're just for decor, but they're also incredibly soft. So every now and then they stay in the bed as well. So yeah, Michael hates it. I'm sorry.
Both Michael, what is this? Let's see. Both Michael and Carla. I would love to do that. If you guys want to do that, you can. And then I'll have Kelly on here.
Oh, that'd be fun.
We should do a crazy one where we have like Neve's knives and then
like triple date type of deal.
Yeah, I can have up to 8 cameras on here.
Oh, that's awesome.
I pay that $50 premium to StreamYard every month. Man, jeez. I was looking at my bank account today to see the stimulus hit. And I'm like, $50? What the? Every month, man. Do I even make that much? And like, you know what I mean? Like, I have to think about it. Do I make that much on YouTube? Like, shit. All right. By the way, did you get your YouTube stuff squared away?
Meaning?
Like, the monetizing and all that? Because I got hit. Okay. So what happened was, I didn't mess with the AdSense too much. I kind of just registered and just let the AdSense like rack up. Yeah. And then they were like, oh, you were at the threshold now. This is a warning. We're going to cut off your monetization. And I didn't pay attention to it because I'm like, I'm making content every day. I post 6 days a week.
Right.
And on YouTube too. So I just didn't have time to look at it. And all of a sudden one day I couldn't monetize. And I was like, fuck.
Oh, no.
So I had to check it. And then like I submitted tax forms and like my ID and my social and stuff. And then I was having problems because my channel name is not my legal name.
Right.
I think today it got squared away. I haven't checked yet. And I was wondering if you had any problems like that.
Yeah, no, you know, that monetization to approve me, it took 30 something days. I was freaking out. I DM'd you about
not
it.
Not too bad, but, though. Considering, you know, Metal Complex took 8 months.
Yeah, I could not believe that. That actually, I was like, oh my God, if I have to wait 8 months. I mean,
yeah, but yeah. Forget this YouTube shit.
But you know what I did? It's funny. So I got approved on day 33, but on day like 29, I sent like a feedback on YouTube. And I said, hey, you know, I submitted this a month ago. I know you guys are busy. You know? And a few days later, I got it. So I don't know if it helped or not, but I mean, all of my videos are approved for monetization. Yeah. So I'm lucky.
Did you do any of the tax stuff yet?
Yeah. So I have had my AdSense account set up even prior to even being approved for anything. So I did that first because I knew that it was coming. So I was lucky that I did that.
I like need someone to manage me, I feel, because like I have the discipline to make content every day, but the business side of I'm terrible. Absolutely.
Oh my
terrible.
God. Let me tell you, so I have to reach out to a lot of people, you know, here, you know, in the Apex Pass Around group and such. Yeah. Zach has been a lot of help, Zach stuff, actually.
Yeah, Zach is awesome. Everyone follow Zach. If you don't, I know you already do, but head over to Zach stuff, give him a follow. Awesome guy.
But the, you know, people in the community that have been kind of dealing with this, you know, we all know the YouTube thing, it's a new thing every day. Now the shorts are a thing, you know, like there's, you know, the memberships, there's the, you know, the super chats and the monetization here and there, and there's restrictions for everything. And the other day, I don't know if you saw my video that I built a miniature rifle.
I saw that. I saw the thumbnail, but I didn't get to check it out.
Yeah, it's fine. But so I built this thing and I had to be so careful to not put anything in the description or the title that says I was building a gun, because that is a no-no. I would have gotten zero money on that video. So I made sure I said, you know, review and demo, you know, like, but no hashtags, you know, no tags really referring to building. So you need to kind of like figure out how to not get caught up in that, because.
Yeah, it's tough. And NAF Sergeant says, follow my OnlyFans. So I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if it's, I keep telling my girl to do it, man. There's some cash in it, baby. And she's just like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, no, it's cool. Just show your feet. She's had two like really, really crazy surgeries on her feet. So they're like scarred up. And I'm like, some guy out there is going to pay for that. You know?
There's a market for everything.
Yeah, people want feet, bro. You know? By the way, if anybody wants to help out your boy with the $50 subscription to StreamYard, patreon.com/everydaycitycarry and paypal.com/everydaycitycarry. You know what I mean? Just subscribe or do some.
Link, put all the links in your description.
I can't even have super chats right now. I think this probably would have been my most super chatted podcast, but I couldn't get it in time. It's all good. We'll do it again. I'm going to ask you the final question here, and this is a question that I made myself, although I think I already know the answer to this. You're eating chicken wings and realize you have to pee. You head to the bathroom. Do you A, wash your hands first, then pee? You really have to pee, by the way, okay? Or B, pee first, then wash your hands?
Pee first.
Pee first. Ah.
You didn't know that.
I did not expect that. I was thinking that you would. But yeah, but with girls, there's no holding. So, you know, with a guy, it's like you gotta.
And, you know, I mean, you could add to that, you know, you could have told me you have a lot of crap on your hands, you know, that it's going to make your clothes dirty. Maybe I would have, you know, like really like rinse them super quickly. Yeah. But if it's just a little grease, you know.
And you have to go real bad, you would.
If I have to go really bad.
Girls cannot hold their bladder.
No, we don't. That's true. You know, we don't. And that's why, you know, like when I think you asked me a question similar to this before, and, you know, in the army, we had to just do whatever, you know, in the fields.
I
spent time in the field, you know, without shower for 5 days, you know, and you have to do what you have to do. And then I head to the airport, you know.
I like peed and crapped outside when I was in the Philippines, man. I mean, this is like I've had to do it. Like, you know,
well, that boy is so easy. You know, my kid is always like, need to pee, mom. I'm like, okay, bush, honey.
The follow-up question was, if you chose A, do you wash your hands a second time after you pee? But you chose B. So, you know, I got to say, check, please, your class.
Well, you thanks. No, I didn't questions. Know if I was going to pass this.
Little Fit Devil. Well, it's not a pass or not pass, because one of my favorite Are You Garbage segments was from Tri-State EDC. Most garbage person. So funny. I like loved that episode. One of my favorites. What is it? If, give my friend the Green Line OnlyFans. She won't do it. Prude. Okay. it was absolutely amazing having you on. I think we're going to watch some clips a little bit more and then we'll get you out of here. Is that cool?
Yeah. I'm having a lot of fun. So.
Yeah. It's very different, huh? Like, I definitely bring a different kind.
Well, this is cool. You know, like I feel like we're chatting about, you know, different stories. I mean, you're making me go through memory lane a little bit.
Yeah. 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 The Are You Garbage segment is like, people are kind of like, at first they think like it's a thing they don't want to do, but then everyone loves talking about like how they grew up, like everybody. There's not even Jared from Neve's Knives, who kind of had like a shady growing up, you know, not like super, like I think his parents split up and then he was living in like a really hood place. And then with his dad, it was like a really nice place. It was like kind of confusing, but even that, he loved it. You know, he was like, I love milk, man. I will drink. He called it blue top and red top. Red top is whole milk. He was like getting into
it. Oh, that's funny.
Great. Let's see. I'm going to show you some stuff here. I got to try to be careful because I feel like I don't want to show you too much.
What do you mean?
I'm scared. I'm scared, yo.
That I'm going to throw up?
You know, let's start it with a little cute one here. So this is a thing in New York City. Check this guy out right here.
What is that?
Oh. That guy took off his mask to like kiss a rat, you know? I wonder if that's okay. Dude, the craziest story. So I got home kind of late because like a lot of crazy things happened on the train. And one of the craziest things like happened. And I was about to become furious, okay? So I saw a girl, she was sitting down, and she looked kind of hurt. Not like, you couldn't see damage or anything, but she was kind of like limping when she got up. She was holding a black chihuahua. Very cute, you know, chihuahuas get very attached to their owners, yeah. Right? So she gets up, and then she's like looking at something. I thought she was getting ready to get out of the car because the stop is almost here. She gets up and then ties the chihuahua, the leash, to the handrail and leaves the chihuahua on the seat and starts walking away.
What?
She looked really distraught and sad. All right. So I am an animal lover. I'm a dog lover. I'm a cat lover. And I was about to go in on this girl. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. I'm watching her. I'm watching her. She walks across the train to the halfway point, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm about to tell her, like, yo, you left your dog, you know? She goes to the churro lady and buys churros. The dog is, like, whimpering. She's like, I'll be right back, honey. I'm just getting churros. But I was I was so mad, yo. But no, she didn't do anything, but that was just
well,
a funny.
Well, good.
Dude, can you imagine seeing that? Like, just leaves the dog.
Yeah, just like, slowly leaves, right? Like, nobody notices.
Am I seeing this right now? Is this really, really going on? And you are roasted. I mean, it's a little. I think it's Mark, right? Is it Mark? Am I
Michael?
Yeah, I think he's holding it down in the chat here. Thank you so much, buddy. It's hard for me to look at the chat and pay attention to the guests at the same time.
I think you're talking about the sunburns in Florida and
yeah. Do you guys have like very cute pet names for each other?
I call him M. I call him M. He calls me C. And actually, yeah. That's it's interesting because we came up with that very soon after we met. So MC is us. We call each other MC. That's like our group. We are MC. Yeah.
But it's like Brad and Lena. When Brad and Angelina together.
So we are MC, and a lot of, you know, things that we do, we actually name them with MC, like our music playlists, you know, and things like that. So
very
that's
cute.
I think it. We have funnier names for our kids than for each other.
What about this? What do you think about this couple right here?
Let's see.
You wanna drain my balls, you big titted animal?
What did you say to me?
They're just hiking.
No, so that's a like a little thing that they're doing on the show. So because that's what the host says to his wife or whatever. They're like, oh, we want you to take clips of you saying that to your significant other. I said it to Kelly and she was like, I don't have boobs. She's like, what are you talking about? She's like, what are you talking about? Pretty funny though. I showed you the armless lumberjack. How about this? Are you guys like big church people? Are you religious? Do you go to church or anything like that?
We don't. No, we grew up, in Catholic environments.
But me too, dude.
Yeah, but you know, the grandma with all the little cards, all the saints and
Mary, a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
The first time I came to the U.S., I came with a wallet full of saints, the saint for the travel and the saint for the health and, all sorts of things. But I was never, into that as much as my mom and my grandma are.
I was actually named after Saint Raymond.
Oh, wow.
That's why it's spelled R-A-I-M-U-N-D. And he's the protector of unborn children because I was the fourth son. And my mom clearly was thinking I was going to turn out a little, like funny. So she's like, if he turns out fine, I'm going to name him Raymond. And she did. But this is like a nice little church experience right here.
Let's see.
Turn around and tell those people. Tell them. I'm not gay no more. I am delivered. I don't like men no more. I said I like women. Women, 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 women. I said women. I'm not gay. I would not date a man. I would not carry a purse. I would not put on makeup. I will love a woman. Now, listen, y'all praise God with him.
Is this like a converting ceremony or something?
I believe him, I think. I don't know. Look at John, look at Juan Cruz. it makes me so happy when I make people laugh at the stuff that I watch.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. The little jumps at the end.
So I do have some not so funny stuff though. Okay, like some kind of like it makes you think a little bit. So let's see. Well, what the hell? You know what? Boobs marketing. What is that? Reading the name, look at the names of these files. Armless lumberjack. I don't like men's anymore. Boobs marketing. What?
What?
All right, we're gonna watch that.
Another clip that this is not from television, but from a Twitch streamer that I don't know. It kind of spoke to my heart. I don't know if you saw this one. Shit.
Thank you for answering my question. I don't know where to start. Your streams are great and funny personality. I didn't fucking start my Twitch channel to be commemorated on my fucking personality. Oh, I came here to be complimented on my boobs. And if you guys don't fucking start complimenting my body right now, that I am selling on the internet for views, this is my marketing plan. You guys have to fucking leave. I'm fucking sick of this bullshit.
Canadian chicks rock. I really like her.
Yeah.
Is she for real though?
And every guy in that chat gave her money, probably. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Like, what?
Not me. I mean, I'm not that far of a weeb, but like I'm sure like the people that watch that channel probably like ding 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 ding. Some guys like to be dominated, man. That's, you know, I maybe that's her thing. I don't know a lot about her, but I saw that clip. And I'm, yeah, she was like, I want to be complimented on my boobs.
She's like, look at my shirt. I mean, come on.
This is, so I have a folder here called DT. It stands for Dark Talks. The lady, the co-host of Your Mom's House, Christina Pozitsky, has a very, very different TikTok algorithm. And she finds like really weird clips. And I'm going to show you one of the lighthearted ones here. It says, Essential Grandma.
All right.
If you gave her some D and she didn't fall right to sleep, you, my friend, are a non-essential worker.
Damn, dude.
I kind of want to be, honestly, when I'm old like that, I want to be, you know, like that kind of person, you know,
yeah,
that
yo, just like, damn, right?
You know, and just, you know, there's a couple of actual celebrities on Instagram that are like this lady, you know, and you
can
see them. It's amazing.
I definitely want to be like Frank Grillo when I'm like 56. I'm just going to get on TRT and just get like jacked. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I always, you know, I always talk to Michael about this. I want to grow old and be jacked. You know, I want to be like a jacked older woman, you know, to the point that, you know, I told you I have tattoos, but they're very small. You know, nobody knows I have them. And I told myself, I'm going to grow old in a cool way. You know, I'm going to have like tattoos everywhere.
Oh, that's sick.
I don't know if it's going to happen, but we'll jump the gun on that. But that's kind of my idea.
I would get a Japanese tuxedo. And that's like what the Yakuza have, where it's like, like the whole, I would do that if I had like a bunch of money. But my mom would hate it. Yeah, she would absolutely hate that. I remember my mom. So I had just this part. I didn't have the full sleeve yet. I just had this part.
Oh, yeah.
My mom saw it when I was 23 years old, gave me a ton of shit about it. I didn't even live with her anymore. She was like, why did you destroy your fucking body? Like, damn, all right, chill, ma. Damn.
All right, I love tattoos, you know. They're cool too. Michael is full. Like, he has tattoos everywhere. He has an appointment tomorrow to get a hand tattoo, which we're both very excited about. And probably more me than him. It's funny. But
you're getting one too?
No, on he is. He's getting a tattoo on his hand, which is like the final portion to complete his sleeve. And I think it's amazing. You know, it's funny because I don't see myself having that. Like, my skin complexion probably would not really look that great with the tattoos, but I live vicariously through him because that's super cool.
Yeah. I mean, shit, I want more tattoos. I just don't have money. You know? Oh,
everybody,
shit,
Patreon. What's your Patreon, Ray?
Patreon.com/everydaycitycarry. We do 4 hours of extra podcasts a week with Kelly in each one. We watch crazy videos like this. We go on Reddit. We take suggestions of what you want us to do. If you're part of the Patreon, you get to do Netflix watch party, watch movies with Kelly and me while we chat just like this. Richie B is in here. What's up, Richie? How's it going, bud?
Hi, Richie.
All right, let me show you some more dark talks here because it seems to not be disturbing you that much, and that makes me very happy.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. Oh man, all right, DT New, let's do that, and we will do Safe Dispute. What's that? I don't know what these names.
What is wrong
you
with me?
Don't
attack me, you crazy fucking cunt!
Whoa! Why did I save that? I don't know. this. Oh,
that was only fans content.
Croissant bite. Let's do this.
Sometimes I see some of these requests and I'm like, I'm kind of curious. Look at this big, beautiful croissant. It's looks like nice. The size of my
She's
face.
Awesome.
All right, yeah. Let's go.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Holy shit. That lady must be an animal.
That's insane.
How do you do that? Oh shit. Lindy Lou is here too. What's up, Lindy? What's going on? And then let's keep going. Let's just keep it rolling, man. We're gonna keep it rolling. When Kelly gets here, I think I'll end the pod. She'll probably say hi for a little bit. Look at this guy. Showed this last week.
What's he doing? It's a gentleman cleaning out his fleshlight at a bust.
He's holy shit.
That's like a pocket vagina for, I think Carla's too innocent to know what that is. He's cleaning it in public. You know what I mean? You're like, what is that? okay, let's see.
That's
this.
Funny.
Mm.
I mean, anything you do in public like that is kind
of. Oh, this one, I don't think I've ever shown this before, but this has been going viral all over the internet. I've seen it in a bunch of podcasts, and it's like about like a chiropractor. And like, I never ever want to go to a chiropractor after this shit right here.
Let's see.
Down, up and down.
Oh, no.
Good.
Ow!
Yep. Oh, yes, right. Ma'am. Oh, yeah. Good movement there, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Miss Lorraine, relax that head for me.
Oh, no. Oh.
There it is.
We gotta get charged up now.
No, no, no!
Wow, wow.
Is she okay?
I don't know.
My middle of my back.
That all healing takes time, that this is an Amazon Prime, right?
I never want to go to a chiropractor again. I have lower back problems.
That's elder abuse.
I'm never doing that. I'm telling you right now. I never want to do that.
Messed up.
Have you ever had to go get adjusted?
No, my gosh, no.
Yeah, that's my girl is like, yo, you got to get it because my lower back's like always kind of weird. I fucked it up one time, like last year. And, you know, like I got to really take it easy. Like, you know, I was never great at deadlifts. So like I completely cut that out because if you're not good at it, it's like the ratio of positive to negative gains is not good if you're not good at it. Definitely. So I just stopped doing them. But yeah, I'm like, I'm not going to the chiro. Fuck. Did you just see? I showed that there. She was like, that's not what happens.
That's like, so sure? tough. Oh my gosh. No, I never had that done to myself at all. I know that a lot of people love it though. And I don't think I have enough problems to do that.
I'm not doing it.
Not for me.
So there is a bunch of TikToks here. People that like just use TikTok and don't know how to use it. And we're going to watch a couple right here.
Okay. How can God not
fucking do that? I give the fuck up.
That's it. That's a TikTok.
Like the guy just hit play and went to town.
That's it, man. That's all he does. Let's do another one right here. One of my favorite ones is like when people like do a TikToks, but then they address it to like one person because they think it's like an instant message, but it's like to the feed. And like they don't know what to do, so it's just like a weird video.
Yeah, like awkward.
That's a TikTok. Imagine scrolling your feed and it just comes up. Look at Nassar. Just how did you find my TikTok?
Oh, that's funny.
All right, I'm gonna show you a couple more clips and then we'll get you out of here. Okay, so these are some of my old favorites that I've shown before. A lot of the audience is gonna be like, oh, he's always showing these, but you know what, I gotta show them to my new friends. So
I know
you're gonna watch them. Do you know Meghan McCain, like John McCain's daughter?
No,
it's a political thing. All right, yeah, well, yeah. Okay. Let's watch it anyway.
I know who John McCain is.
My father died. I had a baby with him. And we're going to, it will be raised in captivity. It'll be raised
privately to be the greatest politician that has ever lived. My name is Meghan McCain, and I'm on a news show called The View. And Donald Trump, that fucking riverboat casino captain, is talking shit about my father again. My father was tortured for 100 years for this fucking country, and he came back and he started 7 wars because he's a gentleman. Fuck you, Trump. I'm going to wear my father's skin mask, and I'm going to primary Trump from the right. Come on The View, bitch. If you're that tough, come on The View. You want an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? You want this shit? You want to fuck these tits, Trump? You want to fuck these tits? No, you don't. You want to suck cock, but I won't fuck you because the only person I'll fuck is Daddy. I'll fuck his corpse. I'll fuck Daddy's corpse.
That is my favorite comedian. His sketches are my favorite. That's Tim Dillon. I got that from the Tim Dillon show. He's okay, actually he's gay, but he just sounds like That's a straight funny. Dude. So he gets away with stuff definitely. Like that. He just can't get canceled. He just can't. So he could get away with all this crazy shit. And
That's funny. Well, he's funny. You can
my favorite. And here's another favorite of mine right here.
I'm fucking depressed. I fucking hate my life. My dad thinks I'm a piece of shit. I've never accomplished anything because he's the fucking CEO of Microsoft and I'm a dumb germ. I can't go out. Yeah, I want friends.
Supposed to be
I want
to be
friends with people.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what it's like? You know how hard it is to go to a party when your cousin is SARS? Yeah, my cousin's SARS. I'd love to meet this old bitch. My dad is Bill Gates. My mother's a bat. You think your family's fucked up? I wake up every day and there's another fucking news story that's not true. Hi,
Corona. 6 feet. Stay
16. I'm trying to help these people. They're fucking stupid. First thing, I live in farts. What kind of fucked up shit is that? That I live in someone's asshole. Candace Owens doesn't even believe I'm real. Let me catch that bitch. Let me catch that bitch in a Whole Foods. I'll go right up her nose.
You will not be able to transmit me to humans, but I have infected you.
My dad's always like, yeah, we're gonna give you to every single person. That's what my dad wants to do. He wants to put a little bit of me in a needle and give it to 8 billion people. What do you think that does to my sense of self? I'm fucking real deal. You don't even know how I'm gonna affect you. Nobody knows. I might like your body, I might not. I go into somebody's bodies, I'm like, get me the fuck out of here. Has anyone ever asked me what the fuck I wanna do with my life? I wanna be something. I wanna have a lifestyle brand. I wanna have a clothing line, maybe. Nobody's asked me that. Nobody asked me to be in a fucking TikTok. Nobody wants to all be in a TikTok with COVID-19. No one wants that. So I'm just fucking alone all the time. I wish I was AIDS.
I want to be AIDS! Do you hear me? I want to be AIDS!
Oh my God.
That's, he's my favorite.
That's funny.
He is my favorite. Thank you for being on the show. It was really awesome to have you on. I think the audience really enjoyed. We had a record-breaking numbers on here tonight.
Oh, good.
And yeah, you're definitely welcome to come on anytime. Thank you for doing it, by the way. Your channel is so much bigger than mine. And I was like, she said yes to do it again? Like,
Of course. Hey, I had fun the first time. You guys know, I love interacting with the community. I try to join as many live feeds as I can. Yeah. So thank you so much for having me. I always have a lot of fun doing this.
Oh, thank you. And definitely, yeah, whenever you want to come on, if I set something up or we do like a couples thing, like definitely have you and Michael, right? Michael.
Yeah. And we are planning on doing my next live feed, which I do every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. He's going to be here with me. So if you guys were looking forward to that, he's going to be with me next Saturday.
You know what I'm thinking about doing? I'm thinking about like, because a few podcasts have popped up and like I'm thinking of doing like... like I will have someone else do my podcast, like as the host, and then I will do theirs and do like a weird switchy thing. I think that'll be kind of cool.
Like a switcheroo. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But thank you so much for doing this. This is your boy in the NYC. It's me, Ray, and this is the EDCC and Little Fit Devil saying peace. Good night.
Peace.